behind every great business, there's always a great story. So, business, small business, started at a flea market, apparently. Apparently, I heard via the grapevine. And today it's called Anat, and it gives me tremendous...
Nachas.
It gives me great. Yeah, I feel grateful to be able to speak to you. 10 years. I spoke the last time we spoke on it on air was 10 years ago.
Yes.
And well done, Mazel Tov. 25 years you've been doing this.
Yeah.
Have you ever calculated just how many falafel balls you've actually made?
To the nearest half a million.
Yeah, just give us to the nearest half a million.
You know, the thing is that I sell more shawarma than falafel. This is the truth.
Is that why you just changed? You dropped the falafel?
I started with the falafel because that's what I was brought up with. But in the shawarma came like a few months after we started with the falafel.
Why get into the food industry at all? Like, take us all back there.
It was a need.
A need for you, myself, a need for the market?
I found myself in a financial crisis.
Yes.
And this is not what I wanted to do, food.
Really?
I love cooking, but I didn't want it to be my business. And I used to do parties with falafel, and everybody used to compliment me and telling me all the time, why don't you go and open a falafel business? I said, no. I don't want to be where my father was, where my grandfather was.
And it's a difficult business. It's long hours.
It's a difficult business. And at that time, I was a housewife, and I was thinking, got small kids. But I didn't want to be in the food business. I enjoy cooking. I really love cooking, but I didn't want to make it a business.
So...
But, you know, sometimes people telling you in your life, you know, like my mother used to come here and visit and say, why don't you open a falafel here or a falafel there? This is a good place for falafel. You know, when you need cash fast, go and open a little falafel shop. You'll always have cash. And she was very right. And it's probably was like... planted in my...
Well, clearly a lot of people were telling you, you know, God was sending you messages via a lot of different
people. And then when I felt that I'm in trouble, and I used to visit the flea market, the Brunei Lake flea market a lot. This was the one of the most vibey place at
that
time.
I remember that.
When it opened in the 90s. I used to visit there. Until today, my husband and myself love markets. Wherever we are in the world, we go to markets. We love markets. One day at the market, I was looking at the food and I was thinking to myself, there is an opportunity here. There's no falafel. Falafel is unique.
Yeah.
Falafel is a unique product.
Unique product, yeah, absolutely.
So I've decided to go to the, it was like on the spot. I didn't even plan it. I decided to go to the office at the market.
Yeah.
But when I approached the stand there, the queue was so long.
People used to queue for a stand.
For a stand.
From 4:30 in the morning, they used to queue for a stand. And they sometimes would only get a stand at like 11, 12.
True.
But it was really worth their while.
True. But I said to myself, I'm not going to stand for hours. I need to know if they want it. If they don't want it, I'm going to go. Then I just use my... Israeli
chutzpah.
Nature. Chutzpah. And I shouted, excuse me, just tell me if you want falafel here. You won't believe. They just told everybody to
move.
To move. And they got me to approach the counter.
The power of falafel.
I felt like it was Moses hitting the rock.
It sounds like
and
it was
the
Moses.
The sea is opening.
Exactly.
And
the
I
sea of
I couldn't believe it. But this was like a very, how can I say, this where it's all started, because I really didn't think I'm going to get a stand at the flea market.
Wow.
I didn't think to. And people, I remember that people were talking about it takes 2 years to get a stand. But I said, let me ask.
You don't ask, you don't know. You'll never know.
And then I discovered also that I don't listen to other people. And I don't listen to what people talk about when I want to do something. I just check for myself.
Yes.
So they told me, they gave me forms for the health department, for I don't know what. They said, be here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks' time. How do you do that? Where you find, and it was a trailer. They didn't give me a shop or something. I had to bring a trailer.
And you had to organize your own gas and all of that?
Everything. But wow. Thanks to my husband, I came home. Took me a few years until I told him, because I was very worried. What am I going to do with my three kids?
Oh, that's right. You know? Weekend.
You could could have taught them to roll falafel.
Yes, but it was too early. I have to stop myself first. And I was thinking, and then I told Menachem. I said, Menachem, what do you think? He got very excited. And from that moment, he just ran around to help me. We found a trailer. He found a guy to help me.
How wonderful.
Tony. I don't know where he is today, but he was wonderful. And in one Friday in November 91, I went to the flea market. I grind the falafel in my Kenwood mixer at home. I prepared everything at home. We went, we fetched pitas from some place, and we went to the market. It was Friday. Friday wasn't a very busy day in the market.
Yes.
But that day, I sold 50 falafel portions.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a moon bag. You remember the moon bag?
Yeah.
No. You know what is a moon bag?
Sure.
It's coming back to fashion now.
Aside from that, it's,
but
I mean,
now
you still use it.
It like across the body. But
my
moon bag was full of cash.
Amazing.
You don't know the feeling that I had for the first time making my own money.
Yeah.
My own money. And from there, very quickly, we were doing so well. We were like, and then a few months later, Menachem came and said, you know, Anat, we are in South Africa. In South Africa, people love meat. But so it was only natural that I'll choose the shawarma. But I didn't know how to make shawarma.
Apparently in South Africa, we love meat so much.
Yes.
That even when it is a plastic, looking shawarma that is rotating on the highway, we love that also. I was interviewing Gilly not so long ago, and she had told me that 2 days before, there were two guys that had stolen the plastic shawarma from the side of the highway. What were they going to do with it? Do we know?
I have no idea. And maybe they thought it's a metal, or, you know, they steal metal.
It might have been students.
That's what I think.
Maybe
I
student.
Don't know. I don't know what
have
to
you
what.
Ever?
But it's an iconic part
but
of the
M1 song. They caught them immediately. Because one of my friends
where do you hide the shawarma?
So it was so funny. It was a funny, funny story.
Is that a stolen shawarma, or are you just very happy to see me?
Shawarma.
Yeah. And how many branches have you got today?
Because
you've moved out of flea markets.
20, yes. It took us a while until we moved from the flea market, but we felt that the flea market will not last. That's why we started to look at
turns other, out your feeling
and,
was right.
And it was, so Menachem started to look for places.
Where was your first one? Sandton?
Sandton was the first
Sandton
one.
Sandton City Food Court.
Yes. And it was very funny how we opened it. We didn't have money.
And it's still there.
But
it's still there.
It's still there, yes. And I remember you know who built the shop?
No.
It's the employees that was working in the flea market.
Yes.
And one of them said, Aish, I never see a chef building a shop.
You amazing.
Know, yeah,
but a chef should build a shop because a chef knows what needs to go where. Where do you need your working surface? Where do you need your gas burner? Where do you need your rotisserie?
It took us a long time. Even today we do mistakes by that, I can promise you. But anyway, so we opened that first shop and it wasn't doing well, surprisingly, in Sandton.
That is surprising.
You know, the food wasn't very familiar to the crowd, and it was a new thing.
Yeah.
But a year later, we opened in Eastgate. in Eastgate.
So you've got a Mediterranean community,
yes,
in Eastgate.
Exactly.
You've got Greek and Italian and
that put us
Mediterranean
on the map.
Yeah.
You know, that what took the Anat to another level.
Incredible.
The
I'm speaking to Anat Apter. She is an entrepreneur. She started Anat Falafel. It's always interesting to hear the story behind, you know, and even though it sounds, often when entrepreneurs tell their stories of how they started businesses, it sounds like, boom, it just landed in the lap. But it takes incredibly, incredibly hard work. And I'm sure that your family could testify to that.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Weekends, during the day. And when you own your own business, and this is something that a lot of people who work for companies don't always understand, is that when you own your own business, there's no such thing as home time.
You know,
you are always at work.
The thing that you said about when you work in a flea market, you work in the holidays, school holidays, public holidays,
weekends.
Sundays, weekends. When your children, so I had always to find an arrangement for my children. It was so difficult.
Yeah.
Until Flora, who works for me for 27 years now, came to work for me, and I just ask her that when I need her, she needs to stay. Sometimes I used to send my children to friends or to take them with me to the flea market, but most of the time.
Anat, so you said that you've got 20 stores now. You started in flea markets. Where to from here? I mean, it's been 25 years.
Where to?
Yeah. I mean, what are your plans for the future with Anat?
The future... Okay. Opening more shops.
Yeah.
Last year we opened 2 new shops.
Yes.
I mean this year, in the Glen and in the Clearwater.
Yeah. Any chances center. That you might open up a kosher one?
I've been there.
What do you mean?
Before, many years ago.
Really?
Not
when
many.
Was Anat kosher?
It was in Norwood.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember Anat in Norwood.
Was that near the bend, Anat? I'm trying to picture.
Near, I don't know what you call the bend.
I'm sorry,
pick
if you're
and
on
pay,
the top.
Pick
you,
and pay, you know, in a corner, like as you go out from pick and pay, turn right in a corner there. Opposite Mug and Bean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Norwood Shopping Center.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long ago? Was that a very long time ago?
It was...
Ooh. Was it in Norwood Mall or was it when it was still the hypermarket?
6 years ago.
Really?
Even
that
more.
Was a kosher
even
one?
Even more, yes. It was a kosher one.
That was going to be my question. But you and me, Kathy, we can't sustain a new branch all by ourselves.
We could.
You know, it's very difficult when it's only one shop. Very difficult.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, the way you buy the quantities of meat and... different. You get the different prices for quantities.
And that
maybe one day, who knows? But at the moment, we started with the pita. At least the pita bread are kosher.
Yeah.
So let's see what's going from there.
And that we just wish you many, many more years in of success. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming in.
Thank you.
And,
thank you for
and for sharing the story with us.
I always
may nobody ever steal
it.
Your shawarma again.
I can't believe people would do that. To me, that's like
they
stealing
they were running
over.
Down the road with it it's when like, they found them.
But it's become an iconic part of the M1 South.
What I'm going to do, it'll be a new shawarma. It'll be a new style. We'll see what we're going to put there.
Okay.
But we definitely put shawarma there.
Fantastic. All right.
Thank you very much to you and the listeners.
Yes. Yeah. Just before you go, I want to read you some of these messages that have come through for you. Okay. What does this say? My colleague is driving me now, and she's so excited to hear Anat on the radio. She said, Anat in Alex is packed already.
In Alex.
That's Gimple the Fool. Why don't you start one in Alex? That would be incredible. What a
it's
brilliant idea.
It's not an Anat in Alex.
I know.
It's a new concept.
She's saying it's packed already. You should start
concept.
One. He also says, but Anat, have you tasted falafel from Hakosem? I have no idea what that is.
Hakosem,
yes.
No, I didn't. But I think when we were in Israel in November, I think my husband tasted a falafel day.
Okay.
But people are always asking me, did you taste this? And I always go where they send me. And I always feel good with my falafel.
Because it's your brother's recipe.
I don't know if it's like I brought up with my falafel. But the thing that I'm proud of is that people that come from Israel and eat my falafel and shawarma complimenting me. This is my best compliment.
That's amazing. Do you still make it at home?
Of course. Okay. Just now in Hanukkah.
You look so insulted that I asked you that. I'm sorry, I had to ask you that.
No. I just had Adlakat Nerot, you know?
Yes.
Hanukkah.
Yes.
On Sunday, last Sunday.
Yes.
I invited 30 people to my house.
Amazing.
It's tradition every year.
Fantastic. Anat Apta from Anat Falafel and Shawarma.
Anat Foods.
Anat Foods.
You can buy the pita. I've bought them at the Nord Spa.